Welcome back to the Airtime Podcast with Leo and Arlen. We have a new intro today. Leo picked it out.
It's like spy, detective, something shady going on.
Yeah, what's kind of cool. What's the news? What's the news?
Oh, I guess it's the firmware updates, right? We're going back to my favorite topics, all nerding out on technology.
All right. Blue Worlds has completed, and we are back to firmware with Leo, the tech corner.
Yes, please.
With Juan in the background. Keeping an eye on everything, Wu. Doing a good job.
On his 58-inch 4K flat screen TV.
Yeah, inches away from the TV. So today is, I guess, the second day that the firmware has been out, or first day the firmware has been out?
I mean, it's about 24 hours. We released it yesterday.
And this is for both the 3.0 and the 4.0.
Right. 3.0 was a small kind of maintenance update. It was actually a removal of checks and balances we had in the wake of the bug we had in the first half of the year.
Yep.
And so we implemented a few red lights that would warn and alert the user if something went wrong so that he could get some information and reach out to us. That's removed. So 3.0 is now clean as a whistle.
Nice.
And 4.0 was, I would say, I would classify it as all the learnings and the little quirks we found when you ship, not, you know, say 20 or 50 units to a bunch of beta testers, but when you ship thousands of units to thousands of users.
Right.
There's behavior patterns, environments that you just can't test for, different chargers, as in USB plugs.
Right.
People use the button differently. It's something I noticed when I switched the Woo. I have a very unique way of doing that.
And of how you turn on the Woo.
How I turn it on,
yeah,
and how I start recording. Huh. That sequence for me is unique, and there's some people that have other unique sequences that hicks up the Woo. And so these are little things we found.
What's the best way to turn on your Woo?
I mean, what I always do is I'm on the beach. Mm-hmm. It's on the board already, so I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I switch it on, so it's actually blinking green when I'm still with the kite. Mm-hmm. And then when I get to the water, there's always that moment where you quickly sit down, collect yourself, check your safety leash, check your bar, check your kite, check, you know, everything is good. Is my board good? Am I good? Is everything safe around me? Mm-hmm. And that's when I start recording.
Cool. Does it matter that the board is flat or in the water or out of the water?
We're looking at that right now. There is potentially something that will come over the next couple of months where we want perhaps a moment of stillness for the Woo to collect itself before the session and ultimately self-calibrate.
Right.
That's the auto-calibration that we were referring to often to, or at least an element of it that we're looking into, but that will be indicated with an LED, so it will be clear to the user that the Woo wants a moment of peace before it can be thrown into action. That may or may not be coming, but for now, start recording and go and have fun.
Cool. What is included in this Android update? I'm seeing that we also did an Android update.
It was huge. Mm-hmm. We worked through a lot of legacy. Legacy is basically code that has been there for a long time and hasn't been revisited because mostly it works. But now with 3.0, 4.0, it's a lot of new technology that we looked back into and took advantage of. So we kind of went down under the hood into the basement of the Android app, improved, reworked, rewrote, and fixed a whole bunch of things that makes Bluetooth overall particularly more stable as it relates to some phones. We had problems with Huawei phones. For whatever reason, Samsung E10 gave us problems. So all of our developers got a Samsung E10 and were tasked with figuring out what the heck is going on there. And in the process of that,
Samsung E10?
They're hard to get because I think they're a bit older.
Yeah.
And they're decently priced, but to get one, it takes about a week. So we were like, for a week, we were like trying to find a Samsung E10 everywhere. We got them, we found a bunch of stuff. And in the process of kind of like going down there, we also tweaked, improved, and kind of reworked a lot of things that makes the Bluetooth connection much, much faster on Android. So we think it's about twice as fast. So if you download a session, and this is not just for 4.0 and not just for Samsung E10s, it's for all Android phones, and I think almost definitely 3.0 and 4.0, you will notice a much faster Bluetooth connection. So when you're in that moment, you're back on the beach and you're like, what's my score? What's my score?
Right.
We don't let you kind of hang there for that long, right? So we're kind of shortened that time a little bit.
Because you said that the 4.0 not only has a faster connection, but it also has more data to send.
Yes. Right?
So it's even though it's faster, that download time might still feel kind of similar. I guess in practice, where are we at? Is it still kind of quick? Is it, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as quick, but I would still describe it as notable, right? It's not instant. It's,
right.
When I sync my Garmin in the morning, it's like about a 10-second sync. It's the same. It's not a you connect and instantly, boom, right, everything is there. But as you mentioned, Arlen, that has a lot to do with us sending much more data. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've been doing that with starting with 3.0. So for every jump, and I think fewest people know that, but for every jump, we have very granular information about the exact motion and orientation of the board throughout the jump and forces and accelerations and everything. And, you know, part of that was the basis for our jump analytics for Pro. And we've upped that. Mm-hmm. We've upped the ante on that whole thing, really improved that even further to give us more means to be even more granular. And also our developers love having as much data as they can to continue to test things and run new versions against old data and see all that. So
right.
There's a whole bunch of new stuff that we're sending across. That's really, really cool. And that obviously is more data. So even though the connection is about twice as fast, we're probably also sending twice as much data, mm-hmm, and that kind of levels out. But
yeah, one of the highlights this week was there was a 36 meter jump out of New Zealand from Hugo Wigglesworth, who's a Woo Worlds, you know,
legend
staple
at this point.
Yeah, he's a legend of Woo Worlds. Yep. In just a couple of years, he jumped 36 meters near Auckland. So not at the windy spot in Wellington that we saw the big scores during the event. This was the home beach,
mm-hmm,
and he did it on the new Fly Surfer kite that hasn't yet been announced, but is coming. We actually gave a few away as prizes at Woo Worlds. You know, the whole Cape Town Air team that was on the Fly Surfer kites, they were riding that new kite. Yeah, Hugo just cracked 36 meters. So that was actually the record for Oceania, new personal record for Hugo. And yeah, on that jump, we saw the jump graph that we get to see kind of on the back end. And if you have Pro on Woo, you can see kind of a version of the jump graph on his profile. Yeah, it just shows you all the little minute motion that the 4.0 can see as it calculates those statistics.
Right, and I mean, we've done the same thing with Martin's jump, right, in Denmark.
Yep.
That unfortunately was missed by the watch because his
and the videographer. Watched. I don't know what that
and
was.
And the videographer. Who was that? Who was there? His board got washed away, so it took a while. But we could see in the data that right after the landing, the board
was just tumbling. Yeah.
Tumbling as you know, he was down by that pier. Mm-hmm. The vlog is amazing to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you were with it. Not as the videographer, as I understand, but, you know.
Some other guy.
Yeah. And, it was amazing to watch. And Juan and I, we love like looking at that data, and same for Hugo, and yep, what can we learn from it. But so far, everything is really in good shape, so we're psyched about it.
The improvement with 4.0 is significant, like not only on the measurement side of things, the consistency, but just how solid that platform is for reliability, for ruggedness. You know, that we really put the effort in to make this device truly ready for the kite environment, and so far that's been...
Should I go for the all-time jinx, Arlen? Call out.
I feel like every time we talk about it we're going for the jinx, but so far it's been
no fun. I mean, the ultimate jinx being that there hasn't been a warranty yet field. There's no device that broke in the field just yet. Maybe you can cut this out or not, but I try to always like test the strength of 4.0 as in our team meetings. I call this out every time
until it changes. Yeah,
and I want to like push the boundaries because I'm like, I got confidence in this thing.
Because now we're racking up thousands and thousands of sessions,
tens of thousands of sessions.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, we like these odds. We like this this track record so far.
Yeah, so we had Martin, and then we had, I mean, you know, got kind of tooting our own horns here, but Flo, our... Is he vice community manager? Is he actually community
manager?
He's
assistant to the community manager.
Assistant to the community manager. That's the right wording. He jumped a record in Switzerland, and we looked at the same thing, the data from his jump the other day on a team call. Like, amazing to see how he was proper boosting.
Yeah.
He was shameless.
No question.
Not taking any prisoners in terms of style or whatnot. He was going every inch, stretching his toes, and it was worth it. He broke a new broke the Swiss record, and he told us that his spot throne was taken by someone a week ago, and so he was determined to go back in these super gusty and gnarly conditions on the lake. And so we checked out the spot, and it's
yeah, this is flying flow on the Woo leaderboards,
right?
Swiss rider. And yeah, something about gusty, punchy lake wind is just especially scary when it comes to jumps that big, because you know you're going to go up dramatic and then you're going to come down pretty fast. Like, it's not going to be a smooth flight.
So we remember we talked to these dudes in Austria, in a lake that I'm actually close by to quite often. I kited a few times already, Traunsee. And there's a certain type of condition and wind early, way early in the mornings, where they get these gnarly gusts. They say they go out in the 12 and you just wait. You just like mow the lawn and you just wait. And you know eventually it's going to come. And then you just cheat in and pray for the best. And they come down with like 20, 30 seconds of air time. And
wow.
So yeah, right. In these cases, it's wonderful for us to be able to look at the raw data and see, hey, is this actually something weird? Is there something wrong, or is this legit? And in that case, we found out, wow, they, you know, all the board motion and everything was very, very much a kiteboarding jump. So cool to see, cool to have.
Yeah, checking it right now. The session we're talking about was on a 7 meter XR7, which I think Flo told us was especially sketchy. He says the 7 meter shoots you way up, but then you're coming down with a tiny little parachute. So.
It's a bit more than a napkin, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
And I heard Flo jumped on the bandwagon of going for an Alula XR Pro, but he's still waiting for it, right?
Yeah. Alula had a good showing at Woo Worlds. We were looking at that final result list, and between the Duotone D-Lab and the Core XR Pro, they took a lot of those top podium spots. But the other side of the argument is that, you know, Hugo on the Fly Surfer Era, which you'll learn about soon, not a D-Lab kite, not an Alula kite, and still 36 meters. So you can look at it either way. You can say, I want that extra performance, I want that, you know, that stiff, rigid frame, or I'm going to save a little bit of money and maybe get, you know, the perfect size or two sizes to choose from. So no wrong answer there.
No wrong answer. That's true. Yeah. Choose your weapons wisely.
But if you're going to choose a Woo,
4.0. All the way. All the way.
Shameless plugs on the podcast.
Got to toot your own horn sometimes.
Yep.
Just how it goes.
Any other service announcements? Any other general info people should be aware of?
Well, again, I mean, definitely check out Martin's vlog about that 36.2 meter jump.
Yeah, that's a pretty unique perspective. I think we've seen a few videos over the years of people documenting kind of these crazy Woo adventures, you know, like the Misty Cliff, like Mike McDonald and the Evan Klein and the, but this one is like proper storm chase. And what's great is that he has the GoPro going with the Garmin watch, so you can see it when he lands, him reacting to those scores coming in and how motivating it is when he, you know, his first jump, I think in the video is like, what, 27 meters?
Yeah.
Just like casual. And he's like, okay.
Good start.
And you're like, whoa, this is going to be mental. I know for me personally, having that watch, just like, it just motivates you so much because, you know, you think you went big and you land and it shows you a number that you're, you know, half what you thought. So it really keeps you honest. So
right.
Cool to demonstrate that.
Right. But honestly, almost my favorite movie or part of the movie was, I mean, of course, the kind of prep the guys go through and, you know, the kind of hoops they go through to find the right spot, even after you've been out already. But there's one segment where he has the GoPro and kind of looks back at Stein riding. And you can just see that Stein's kite is way below the horizon. There's like tens of meters between
Stein's midair, you're saying.
Midair,
yes. Yeah.
he looked back towards Stein. And it's like, oh, you know, that's when you realize it. You look at the GoPro video and you're like, yeah, it's, you know, it doesn't.
It's hard. Yeah, it takes a minute to like adjust to that fisheye look to really appreciate how high they are.
But then you see that and you're like, I've never been even close to seeing something like this. And you're like, wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a wild timing for that to happen, because that was the last weekend of Woo Worlds, breaks the overall score from Hugo. He won men's highest jump, he won overall highest jump, and he won Team Max height with the SpaceX. Martin did all right.
He did all right, yeah. He's you know, trip paid off, you could say. Like, true. It was a good investment to drive up there and spend some time on the water doing what you love, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think our attention turns now to the winter season. The winter's fun because we see scores in the Southern Hemisphere, where it's summertime, Cape Town, New Zealand. And then we also see scores in the Northern Hemisphere, where it's cold, punchy, gnarly wind. You know, I remember seeing Jamie Overbeek go back home from Cape Town back to the Netherlands just to smash a WU record. And it's always a fun back and forth between the two halves. So
right, there's the hearted people that stay up north,
right,
the northerners, and then there's the, you know, the vacation guys. But I'm getting more and more signals from, you know, the kind of people that you hear about and friends that are like, hey, I'm down there, you know.
Yeah, you might see some new
Barack
names.
Obama is on his way down, and Jana is already down there. So our assistant community manager will be down there. So
that's right. Got to keep an eye on everything.
Got to keep
Kite
an
Beach.
Eye on everything. Exactly.
We're going to have quite the little vantage point, too. We've got a picnic table that looks out at all the kiters. So
that's awesome. Camera will be rolling 24/7.
Yeah, camera will be rolling.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to see some new names on the WU leaderboard. I feel like there's a few holdouts that over the years we've always wanted to see them back on WU, and you might see some new faces. Just keep
new
an eye
old
out.
Faces.
New old faces.
Right. So familiar faces.
We'll leave it at that. That's all for today. Talk to you soon, Leo.
Talk soon, Alan. Thanks, everyone, and have a wonderful week.